I told David that it's been a long time since I've been in a church where we had a piano player. So I'm excited. We're going to get together and have a good time. Amen. Let's start with a word of prayer. Almighty God, you are our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Gracious and loving God, heal our fears, touch our pain with your love, and let us know that you are with us. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You know, I had a great sermon prepared on thankfulness. And then Tuesday, and I was finding it hard to be thankful. So I set that aside, and I want to talk to us today about some current issues. I don't want to make a political statement, although I can, but I want to talk about our human emotions and some of what we might do with them. You know, when my children got up on Wednesday morning, our older girls were horrified and scared. My wife was hurt and angry. The younger ones really didn't know what was happening, but they knew something was wrong. And I felt numb. And yet, in a moment of clarity, as they were talking, I remembered that my God is greater than Donald Trump.
Amen.
And then my emotions consumed me. You know, I couldn't turn the TV on, and I had been glued to it, CNN and MSNBC, for months. I share this to remind us that we can hold both sides, our heartache, our fear, our grief and anger, and our trust in God. Now, this is easy to say, but it's difficult sometimes to do. Amen. And so as I was trying to figure out how I survived my own emotions, how I took care of my children, and how I might respond to a congregation, I went to some wisdom of some people that I listened to that helped inspire me. Some of you may know Bishop Yvette Blunder. She has the City of Refuge out in California, San Francisco. She's a great, great preacher and a great woman of God. She says that it may seem that we have been forsaken and that we are now in danger. I know you wonder if God is on our side. Let me share what I know. It is important not to despair. There is a shift coming that requires that we come to this place of prayer and complete trust in God. Remember, we cannot lose. Those who fought us will now have to fight each other while we create a new world. Watch God work. One of the things I did in seminary was study the Holocaust. I actually went to Poland and visited with a group. Many of the sites, we went to Auschwitz and Birkenau, we went into the city of Warsaw. And so a lot of things that were said during that time speak to me when I'm in a storm. This one in particular was found in a dark cellar in Germany where thousands of Jews once hid from the Nazis. This was an inscription discovered not too long after World War II ended, scrawled on a stone by someone who had likely been killed, said, "I believe in the sun even when it's not shining. I believe in love even when not feeling it. I believe in God even when he is silent." You know, I've been working on some things as I get ready to begin my settled pastorate. You know, I'm excited, and you know, I can tell you that I can be a workaholic, but I like to do things. I like to get on my computer and find things and work on things. So one of the things I was looking at as we begin this journey was what verse, you know, what verse might fit us as we shift from being in transition to being more permanent. You know, God works in mysterious ways, because the verse that I had chosen was, "For such a time as this." And so I want to speak to that. You know, this verse from Esther, I didn't have any idea who was going to be president or president-elect. And when I read that verse, again, my emotions just went into this wild range. But Esther gave hope to me, and I hope that it gives hope to you today. If you know the story of Esther, you'll know that Esther became queen, but she hid her Jewishness. Her uncle came to her because the Jewish people were about to be slaughtered. And Esther is hesitating to speak for them for fear that she will be killed. And it is during this time that her uncle speaks these words to her and says, "If you remain silent at this time, you know, deliverance, God will deliver us from another corner. But perhaps you were born and got this position for such a time as this." And Esther does speak to the king, and the king, you know, makes it so that the slaughter does not happen. I find it interesting that the book of Esther is the only book in the Bible that does not explicitly mention God. It's in there, but the writer of Esther doesn't use the word. And it was almost left out of the canon because of that. We would have really missed something had it been. So as we look at the way things are happening, I don't know how Hagerstown, you know, has been affected. I do know that my great-nephew, who is biracial, woke up, and when he found out, his words to his mother was, "We're all dead." He's 9 years old. A high school that my neighbor works at actually is the Votech in New York. People came with Trump signs and marched down and said some there. I can't even repeat what they said, but you can imagine. Penn State. All the freshmen, people of color, were sent this group thing about lynching. This is what I'm afraid is happening in the world in which we live. Because we've let some things be said that should never have been said. Let me just leave it at that. So we will wrestle with the potential and the power of our faith and the reality that we are mad beyond our imagination. I don't know about you, but I'm mad. You know, well, since you've already elected me, I guess I can go ahead and be real. I'm pissed off. I kind of speak it as it is. Don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, sometimes there's just only one word that gets it out. And our faith tells us that these feelings have meaning, and no matter how dark or confusing they might be, you know, we have to be able to express them in this community of faith. You know, I believe in all my heart that new light at this moment was created for such a time as this. I believe I've been called here specifically for such a time as this. And so have you. So have you. So what can we do? What action do we take? Well, I'm a big women's college basketball fan. Anybody who follows women's basketball. And, you know, Pat Summitt was my shiro. I mean, my gosh, I just loved that woman. And she made a statement of when she goes through a rough time, and people have asked her, she goes, right foot, left foot, breathe, repeat. Right foot, left foot, breathe, repeat. That makes good sense to me. And it helps us kind of focus in a way. And what I think we need to do is to come together, to be together, to support one another, and really create a safe space here at New Life where people who are in danger, including our own community, can come and find comfort and find protection and find love. Willis Johnson, who's a third-generation educator and senior minister of the church, a church in Ferguson, Missouri. He has written a book called Holding Up Your Corner, talking about race in your community. And he examined this event called Hollering. And I know some of my people of color that are on my Facebook really talked about this last week. So I wanted to really share it because hollering is kind of that primal cry and expresses our pain, and expresses the pain of abuse or of separation. But it's also the refusal to be silent in a world that denies our existence and humanity. See, that's what's happening now. You know, Democrat, Republican, you know, they're going to do their government thing. You know, and, you know, we've been through enough Republicans and we've been through enough Democrats and we've, you know, survived. But it's that refusal for people to accept our existence and our humanity. You know, that we have a right. You know, we are God's created, wonderfully created. And so I think we must create conversations where we can question and wrestle with this pain and fear that I believe many of us are feeling today, and that we must truly enact change by recognizing other people's humanity. You know, we must holler for our own community, our own queer community. You know, we must holler for our trans brothers and sisters and those who are gender neutral. We must holler for our Muslim brothers and sisters. We must holler for immigrants. We must holler for women. Right foot, left foot, breathe, repeat. I believe that New Life can become, and in some ways already is, but begin a greater influence in our community as we learn to holler and allow people to come in here and holler about their pain and their fear. You know, I am most afraid, I think, of our trans brothers and sisters, and those who are gender neutral. You know, our young kids, you know, have really kind of blown this out of the water in terms of coming out much earlier, you know, than we ever even thought about. And I admire them, and it also places them in danger. You know, and so, you know, we need to be concerned about that. Right foot, left foot, breathe, repeat. So I'm going to ask you, we need a social justice team here. Okay, I'm just going to put it out there, and so when you get that call and God grabs you by the heart, you come and see me. Because I'll be out there, and I'll be out there for you, but I'm going to need some people with me. Right foot, left foot, breathe, repeat. When my partner Melody lay dying in a hospital bed at the age of 38. We had gathered around her bed to pray. She had not spoken for some time. But when we finished praying, she said from Psalm 35, "Weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning." Now that's what we can give to people, is our belief that, yes, we can holler for a while. You know, we can mourn for a while, but our joy is going to come in the morning, and that we will look back and know that God is with us. You know, at that time, I didn't think my joy would ever come back. And, you know, Melody, I thought, was my life partner. And 8 years was not long enough. But I did. I mourned and weeped and hollered for a while. But then my joy came back. Right foot, left foot, breathe, repeat. I want to give you some good news, and I'm going to ask Larry to help me to hand those out for us.
Harold,
I'm sorry. He got up. I thought I had it right. Yes, he is. So let me apologize now for anybody else whose name I may not have. Just give me a little while. This contains some things from my sermon and some other things I have, but I want to give us some hopeful points, because gay marriage has overwhelming support nationwide, 55% to 37%, you know, 55 are for it, 37 are against us. The vast majority of the population supports background checks for gun violence, up to 90% in some polls. The majority of Americans support some kind of universal health care, 58 to 37%. And 64% of America is worried about global warming. Only 36% are not. And get this, Americans overwhelmingly agree that immigration helps the country more than it hurts it, by 59% to 33%. Right foot, left foot. So other things we can do, we can volunteer. There's a list of organizations on your back, and you know, perhaps as a group, as a church, we might pick a couple and support them in whatever way. We also want to practice self-care, because this can be overwhelming, and it is just getting started. You know, so I put on there some agencies that can help, and on the front page my information is there, so you can call me, text me, email me, you know, if you need to, and I'll try to be there as best I can. The other thing is we can donate. You know, and I know that New Light struggles financially, so. But, you know, sometimes I believe if we give from here, we'll get it back tenfold. So it doesn't matter the amount, you know. I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders would have to get, how much it was, $2 or $12? I mean, it was some really low amount that he used to raise all, you know, all his money, and people gave. So, you know, I think that's another one, you know, way to support. You know, these are ways to, you know, sometimes we're behind the scenes. You know, I want to say this because I want to be clear about this. Some of us have big mouths, and we don't mind being out front. I mean, I get scared sometimes being out front, but I don't mind it. And, you know, when I was pastor in Mountville, I got a letter from God. It had God up in the you know, where the return mail, just God. It was addressed to me, and inside, you know, it was a verse from First Chronicles about if you repent and get on your knees, and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. You know, my thought was, you know, surely if God was going to write me a letter, God could be original. You know, if he really had something to say. So those are kind of things that, you know, could happen. You know, because people are still angry on both sides. You know, and I can tell you the side that won, when those things don't happen, they're going to get madder. And so, you know, I fear that cultural war, that racial war, you know, and you know, we need to do what we can in any way. Donate, work, volunteer, be here, you know, however God moves you, that's kind of the midst of it. To know that you're here not by coincidence, but you're appointed for such a time as this. Let me close with some words from Maya Angelou. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust I rise. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air I rise. I rise. I rise. I rise. So let's grieve together and have all the emotion, all the power if we need to. And then rise. Right foot, left foot, breathe, repeat. Amen. And amen. Before we get there, I have one more thing I want to hand out. This came from a Larry.
Larry.
This is just some information about marriage and some of the laws that were given out during the Obama administration. And this comes from a reliable law firm. If you are married, they cannot take your marriage away. They cannot dissolve it. And if you adopted children, you know, as a gay man or lesbian or other, they can't dissolve that. So, I mean, I saw a lot of fear about those two things. Now, there are some things that are going to happen, you know. I mean, Pence will see to that. But, you know, we need to know that it's going to be a fight. Politically, and maybe a fight other ways, but you know, if God is on our side, who can be against us?
Amen. Amen.